This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, September 26th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring accounting firms and taxes, office equipment dealers, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com to register for daily business e-news or for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we continue our examination of the local dairy industry by paying a visit to a dairy processing plant.
Plus, we check in on Restore Humanity's continued work in Kenya. We preview the nonprofit's upcoming fundraiser called Winetopia.
Also, we have the latest installment in our Music Matters series and your chance to win tickets to the King Biscuit Blues Festival.
First, the Walton Arts Center late yesterday afternoon announced plans to expand its Fayetteville campus. Star Theater would be remodeled with a separate entrance plaza, dedicated lobby, and increased seating capacity. The Arts Center will also feature a new, larger main lobby and outdoor plaza that would stretch onto Dixon Street. The larger lobby would provide more space for larger crowds, additional restrooms, and expanded concessions and lobby amenities. Other expansions at the center will include construction of new dressing rooms, production offices, and other office and conference room space. The plans, endorsed yesterday by the Walton Arts Center Council, will include about 30,000 square feet of additional space and will cost about $20 million. According to a tentative timeline given by the Arts Center, expansions to the Fayetteville campus could be finished by 2015, meaning construction of a second campus in Bentonville wouldn't be complete until sometime in 2018. In addition, the Walton Arts Center Board encouraged the Fayetteville City Council to proceed with construction of a new parking deck. The Arts Center's conceptual expansion plans featured designs placing a potential parking deck on the center's campus or on one of the lots adjacent to the center.
A Northwest Arkansas man will spend time in prison for his part in a scheme to sell illegal labor to companies in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. According to a release by Connor Eldridge, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas, Valentino Gutierrez was sentenced Monday to 30 months in prison for employing undocumented workers, distributing counterfeit immigration documents and Social Security cards, and for harboring and shielding undocumented workers for financial gain. Gutierrez pled guilty to the charges in May. In addition to the 30-month sentence handed down by U.S. District Court Judge Jim Larry Hendren, Gutierrez was ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and to serve 2 years supervised release upon completion of the prison sentence.
Governor Mike Beebe is speaking out against a television advertisement paid for by a conservative political group, Americans for Prosperity, in which there are claims that high taxes and government debt are driving people out of the state. The governor tells Roby Brock of Talk Business the ad trashes the state's image.
And I understand politics is not softball, it's a hardball game. And taking off after people and that stuff, that's one thing. Trashing our whole state and trashing all the people that work so hard, all our businesses, all our teachers, all our health care providers, all our parents that have busted their tails to buy into the education improvement, just all of that is trashing our people.
The advertisement is playing in the 1st, 2nd, and 4th districts. In the 3rd district, there is no Democrat opposing incumbent Republican Steve Womack, though Rebecca Kennedy is running for the seat as a Green Party candidate, and David Pangrack is running as a Libertarian. In a Talk Business Hendricks College poll released this weekend, Womack leads the other candidates with 58% of the vote. According to that poll, 20.5% of voters are undecided, 15.5% say they support Kennedy, 6.5% are voicing support for Pangrack.
The Springdale City Council last night overturned a Planning Commission decision that would have allowed construction of a 125-foot tall sign to be erected near Interstate 540. In a split 5-3 vote, council members shot down the variance previously approved by the Planning Commission. By the same count, the council also voted against a proposed ordinance that would have created a special visibility district in which the sign could be constructed. Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse says while he didn't want to speak for each council member, he agrees with last night's decisions.
And at least my reasoning is that we're probably 2 years away from anything opening, from the interchange opening in that area. It'll start construction here within the next few months. And it's awfully early in the process to be granting such a huge variance for something that could negatively impact the quality of development that we hope to see happen for the future of Springdale in that area.
Sprouse says the issue is not with the proposed Love's Travel Center, but he says a 125-foot sign variance is quite a jump from the 60 feet allowed by city ordinance. He is hopeful the vote last night will not scare away the developers from Springdale.
Of course, there are other places in Springdale they could build, too, that they wouldn't need such a large sign. The topography of this particular property and where they were going to put it, they say so that the sign could be visible for the proper distance that they need from the interstate, they needed the 125 feet. That's a tall sign, and that could really set a tone out there that, you know, Springdale has a tremendous investment already in that area, in a beautiful ballpark that that we're so very proud of, and I just think we need to protect that investment, and I believe the council agreed.
Sprouse says the proposed sign was much taller than Rogers, Bentonville, or Fayetteville allow, and that enforcing height restrictions hasn't hurt business development in those cities.
Arkansas women's basketball fans have something to cheer about. Yesterday, the University of Arkansas Athletic Department announced four televised games have been added to the team's schedule for the season. Fox Sports Southwest will pick up the Razorbacks' home conference opener against Texas A&M January 6th, the Razorback game at Mississippi State on February 3rd, and the Arkansas game at Georgia on February 21st. In addition, the SEC Network will air the action when Arkansas hosts Tennessee February 24th. The Razorback men's golf team is back after finishing the PNG Golf Week preview Tuesday at the Capital City Club in Atlanta. Senior Austin Cook finished one over par, leading the team to tie for 11th in the tournament. Overall, the team scored 29 over par, but none of the teams in the tournament finished under par. The Razorbacks return to the links Sunday for the opening round of the OFCC Fighting Illini Invitational.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain and a low of 66 degrees in northwest Arkansas. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain and a low of 72 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, we'll have overcast conditions with highs in the low to mid-80s, and there's a 50% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas and a 30% chance of rain in the River Valley. Tomorrow night, overcast conditions will continue with lows in the mid to upper 60s and a 50% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas and a 40% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley.